What's up, dweeb?
What you doing?
About to head to class, huh? Well, I think you'd use your time a lot better talking to me. Fuck class, anyway. Besides, we have like 10 more minutes. What, do you want to be the first in class? Lame. So, why don't you have a little bit of a talk with me? How have you been? What do I want? Well, I wanted to have a discussion with you. If that's alright with you? Not that you have much of a choice in the matter. I have you pinned in a locker. What are you gonna do? Move away from me? So I want you to follow me into a secret room. That's right. I want to make sure this conversation is away from everyone else. I won't be too long, trust me. Come with me. Okay, come in. No one's in here. Is this the janitor's room? Yeah, it is. Who cares? Okay, look, dork. I know that I can be really harsh on you sometimes. Could you close the door, please? Sheesh. You can't tell what sneaky motherfuckers at the side of the door secretly listening to our conversation. And I thought you were a smart one here. Thank you. Okay, so how do I put it this way? Yeah, I know I treat you like shit sometimes. Sometimes I knock your bucks out of your hand. Sometimes I pick on you for your height. And other things like that. Yeah. You don't have to remind me. But after all the times you've helped me with my homework and showed kindness, regardless of how much of a meanie I can be, and I fucking hate to say it, but I actually gained some kind of a liking for you. No, this isn't a joke or some other way for me to get at you. But it's actually me being serious. I actually kind of like you. Funny, right? Who would have ever guessed? But I'm really gonna need you to keep this to yourself, okay? I don't want this getting out of your mouth and into somebody else's ears. That can be really bad for the both of us. Let's just say that, okay? But let me go on. Again, you probably think it's just my way of teasing you some more. But this is actually coming straight from the heart, so please try to take this as seriously as you can. Otherwise, I'm gonna have to punch you again. So, like, this feeling has been building up for like several weeks now, and I never had too much of a good time to explain this to you, so, yeah. Dude, who cares if somebody catches us in here? What, we're not doing anything weird. What's the worst they can do? Give us detention? As if I haven't done that like 30 times this year. So, I know that you probably hate me, and that's fine and all. I just wanted to get this shit off my chest and just go on. So, yeah. That's about it. What do you think about it? Dude, it's not fucking funny. Well, it's not like the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you, right? I mean, you must have had weirder things happen, right? So, yeah, now that I have that off my chest, I'd much rather just go back and continue pushing you into lockers again. And doing other things to piss you off. Wait. You like me too? That doesn't make sense. Come on. All the times I've made you... So wait, you're actually foolish enough to like me? This is the second time I think your smarts didn't avail you. I mean... Yeah, I wouldn't shit on you for your confession or anything. I'd return the favor since you didn't... Well... Push mine over. Too much. But it's interesting to me, though. Do you like being bullied? Are you that sort of masochist? Come on, be honest. Oh, you're not? Okay, then. I'll take your word for it. So, where do we go from here? I'll let you decide that one. Well, it has only been 7 minutes. We do have 5 more minutes until class. So, if you want to make sure that you're not late, then you can leave. Wait, you think I look nice? You think I'm attractive? Well, thank you, I guess. I do try to keep myself looking good from day to day. So, Dweeb, what the hell? You couldn't help yourself. I'm not mad at the fact that you kissed me. I'm more mad at the fact that you did it wrong. Here, I'll show you how to do it, dweeb. There. How about that one? And never kiss me again without my permission. Got it? My fucking dweeb. You do have some pretty tasty lips, though. Oh, shit. It's almost time to get back to class. You don't care if we're late? Oh, look at that coming from you. Mr. Goody Goody Two Shoes. Are you not afraid of what the teacher might say to you? You know, I could show you a good time in this closet. If I assumed that no one would potentially come in and catch us, that would be an easy expulsion for the both of us. But you know what? Here. Here's my number, and don't lose it. Give me a call tonight. We can talk a bit more about this on the phone. And again, don't tell anyone about what we talked about here. If I hear any word of this beyond just us two, let's just say I'll make you pay. See you later, hot stuff. Or should I call you little hot stuff? Call me.